Hello, I'm Allison Armstrong, and I wanted to talk to you about the PAX Mastery and Certification Program because I think you're here because you're thinking about it. So there's some things I really want you to know and maybe some advice I have to give you as you're considering the program. The first thing I want you to know is that it's an intense program that requires a lot of energy and a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of generating on your own. So it's not something where you're going to be held by the hand. You're actually going to be generating your own results and the impact that you make in the program. So that's one thing that you may want to consider. The other thing is that this program is designed for people who not only love the information that we have at PAX and the way that we think about being men and women and human beings, but are compelled to contribute it to other people, are compelled to teach other people the information, or compelled to coach other people with the information. Now, we created this program in part so that people who are compelled to teach and contribute this information can do it in integrity, because you've all signed an agreement saying that you wouldn't do that except for under certain circumstances. But I knew therapists who couldn't help but include our information in their therapy because it made such a difference. I actually know a therapist who quit being a therapist because our information made a bigger difference than she was able to make, and she became a workshop leader for us. So we created this program so that professionals could include our information in what they're already doing, or they could invent a new expression, because I know that not everybody can hear me. I don't fit the picture of the perfect teacher for everyone. Not everyone can open their hearts and minds to someone who looks like me, talks like me, acts like me. They need something different. They may need you. You may be the perfect person for them. So in mastery and certification, you're required to be able to not only recreate what we teach you about the topic, but you're required to evolve the information. So to take what you learn from us, go back to your life, do research. Do research with your friends, your family, your clients, even strangers, so that you can see the topic in your own life in a way that it gets inside of you, in a way that has the examples that you give be unique to you, in a way that you can quote people demonstrating what you're talking about, and you were there and you heard it. So ownership is extremely important to us in our certification candidates. Owning the information and then owning where you're taking it and owning the way that you teach it. Super important. We won't certify you if you're just repeating back to us what we taught you. That's insufficient. Now, we also won't certify you if you go completely off track, like woohoo, and just abandon the point of the topic in the series, because people are counting on us. They're counting on us for the quality that we stand for in our information being delivered and being delivered in unique and special ways. So the standard that we have in certification, which shows up especially in your demonstration calls, is would we tell a member of our own family to pay you money? That we think how you teach that topic is so valuable, so interesting, that they should pay you money to hear it from you because of your take on it. So another way to say what's happening in mastery and certification is that each person is becoming one of a kind. Every person that we certify is one of a kind. And I love that. Okay, now I may have already just disrupted your whole thinking process because you may have thought that coming to the mastery program is about you receiving information and mastering it in your own life. Well, we have that for you as well, and it's called personal mastery. And that's where you're taking the information that we're teaching in our mastery program and you're just applying it to yourself and your own life. You're focused on you. And that's completely valid. And we encourage you to do it. It's completely different than being focused on contributing to other people. Many of our mastery participants do both. They'll be getting certified in a topic series that they want to contribute in their profession, and then they do personal mastery in a completely different topic that's what they want for their own personal growth and development. So if you're still considering participating in mastery and certification, this is my recommendation. The first thing to do is to check out each one of the topic series that are being offered in 2017. So we have Empowering Men, Empowering Women, Heart of Partnership, and Intentional Dating. So read the description, the overview of that topic series, and then read the descriptions of each one of the 8 topics that you'll be learning, researching, journaling, and having a demonstration call, all while teaching the information to other people. So you want to make sure you're in love with those topics, that you're intrigued, that you want to know that, and it makes you really excited, the idea that you could contribute that information to other people. So that would be the place to start. Does one of the 4 topic series we're offering this year intrigue you? If they don't, then either mastery and certification isn't the right place for you, or this may just not be the right year because we offer different series in different years. We don't do them all at the same time. And you'll see below, under 2018, what we're planning on offering. You'll see that we're planning on offering Empowering Men and Empowering Women again because they're 2 of our most popular series, and it's information that we're absolutely committed to getting out into the world in every possible way that people can think of. You'll also see in 2018 that we'll be offering for the first time Parenting in Partnership. And that series has the Heart of Partnership as a prerequisite. And I won't be making an exception to this. I attempted, valiantly I think, to teach Parenting in Partnership in a teleclass last summer. And while people were delighted with what they learned, they also were mostly really confronted because they didn't have a handle on partnership to begin with, and then they're trying to apply partnership to an area in life that is fraught with human instinct. So if you want to follow that course of study, you would be in the Heart of Partnership certification this year, and then you could be in Parenting Partnership certification next year. Again, if you just want the elements of partnership for yourself and for what you're creating in your own life, it's also available as a personal mastery series, but you won't be able to go from a personal mastery series into Parenting in Partnership as a certification series. You could go from a personal Heart of Partnership mastery series to a personal Parenting in Partnership mastery series, again, where you're focused on your own learning instead of contributing to other people. So assuming that you have found at least one topic series that is intriguing to you, that is exciting to you, that you would be really, really jazzed about spending a whole year exploring that and mastering that and teaching it to other people, assuming that you found one of those, then you need to decide, how do you want to contribute? So we have 2 different options: coaching and professional certification. So coaching certification is for people who really enjoy supporting people one-on-one and would like to be part of our coaching staff here at PAX. As you may know, our curriculum is going out into the world through our on-demand curriculum. And many of the ways that people will be purchasing that curriculum includes the opportunity to be coached while they go through it. So, hence coaching certification. This is something that we're developing because we anticipate that our customers will want it. We don't guarantee that you're going to be hired by PAX. You actually have to successfully complete certification in all 8 topics in your topic series, and then you have to successfully complete the 3-day coaching certification intensive. And when I call something an intensive, I mean it, okay? That's where you'll learn how to coach in the way that we coach at PAX, which means that you become extremely facile at gathering and collecting and sorting information and then personally designing a curriculum, right? A custom curriculum for the person who's there needing your coaching. In our professional certification, we have two different levels of rights that we actually license. So it'd be important once you pick your topic series to peruse or read thoroughly or have your lawyer review, if you want, the licensing agreement that goes with that series, because it's specific. It's specific to what we'll be empowering you to do. And in the Empowering Men and Intentional Dating series, you end up with the most rights to create programs and products in any medium, as long as we don't have something already existing just like that in that way. In the Heart of Partnership and Empowering Women series, you're limited to creating programs and services that you're going to be providing in person, which would include an individual phone coaching session. We would consider that in person. It's not a mass program. So that may be something that's important to you. In which series can you get the rights that you're looking for the expression that you want to have of this information? Now, to give you an example of some of the ways that people have utilized professional certification, we have therapists who use our information in their individual and group therapy sessions. We have life coaches. We have business and executive consultants and coaches who use it in their work. We have a speech pathologist who uses our distinctions in coaching the parents of the children that she's helping to get past their speech impediments. Because, interestingly enough, often the cause is the way that the child's parents are interacting with each other or with them. I never would have thought of that. We have someone who is a certification partner who's committed to providing our information in a book in Chinese. We have people who've been certified who are either already or are committed to leading our information, providing information in Russian or Latvian or French or German, Spanish, many different languages that they're committed to providing our information in. So that's a whole nother thing that's available. Professional certification is really, it's really about your expression of the material that we give to you, kind of like stem cells, and then you grow it into something that is unique. And we consider our professional certification partners to be the way that what we think is possible between men and women in how we relate to ourselves and each other and how we partner, that they're really the secret weapons for getting into our culture what we think is possible for humanity. And because of that, it's truly a privilege for me to participate.